This tip is part of a series about writing good scenes. Scenes are the building blocks of stories, novels, memoirs, films, and plays, and writing scenes contains a variety of skills. For today's tip, I want to talk about point of view in scenes, specifically how the point of view affects how you write the scene. First, a quick reminder, the point of view character is the one whose head we are in during a scene. In most modern stories, there is only one POV character at a time. We don't head hop from the thoughts of one to another within a scene. Now, here's the heart of this tip. Everything that happens in a scene is filtered through the lens of the POV character. None of what you're writing should be neutral. Your characters in the story world are alive. They have moods, memories, flaws, needs, insecurities, ambitions. I could go on. And they bring their whole selves into the scene. Your job is to put on your character's clothes, as it were. Let's say you decide to describe the inside of the diner where the scene takes place. The POV character's mood affects how they will see the place. Will it feel comfortable? Will the noise make them recoil? Will the smell of cooking bacon make their mouth water? Or will they want to vomit? Note that you're not really describing the diner. You're describing the character using the diner as a vehicle. Here's another example. Every character in the scene has a goal. You have to know what each character wants, but keeping within the rules of POV, your character only knows what they know. They might know the other character's motives, or they might not. They might be correctly reading their facial expressions, or they might not. In just the same way that we walk through our own lives, your POV character walks through a scene, viewing it through their own lens, knowing only what they know, feeling only what they feel, and that's what you need to put on a page. Now, here's your action step. Understand the current state of the POV character for each scene and take full advantage of it. Let every observation and interaction be wholly theirs, which allows you to advance the story and reveal character all at once. For more two-minute tips from Charlotte Litt, listen to Beyond 300 episodes of this podcast or visit charlottelitt.org/tips.